Joining us on the line now from the Northside Partnership is the Education Guidance Counsellor, Paul Hayes. Good morning, Paul. Welcome to Near FM. How are you?
Not bad, Mark. How are you keeping yourself?
Not too bad at all, Paul. Not too bad at all. Paul, we're going to talk this morning about the Communiversity Initiative. It's a bit of a mouthful for us there, Communiversity. Was that your own invention, that word?
There's a couple of people come up with that one, that's right. Yeah, mouthful, all right. But I suppose the idea of it, Mark, is to bring university and community closer.
Exactly.
So that maybe people from our community here could maybe get access to university level lecturers in their own community, that they don't have to, you know, travel far and wide in order to go to university, you know?
Yes, yeah, indeed. And it's that thing, of course, as well. Lots of people, especially maybe in working class areas, are people who, especially people who may have found, might find themselves unemployed for whatever reasons, think university is beyond them. It's given them that opportunity to maybe become a part of a university environment without too much stress at first, and it could open an abundance of doors for them.
That's correct, yeah, very much so. I suppose this initiative, now this is about the sixth year we've run the Communiversities Initiative, so it is, and it's a really a way for people in the community to dip their toes in education and sample what a university lecturer would be like, without the massive commitment of assignments or coursework or projects, but to actually sample exactly the contacts, you know, the information in the actual lecture, to sample what a university lecturer would be about in their own local library. And I suppose this is one of the reasons why we set this up, to let people to get a flavour of what this would be about, and maybe this would plant a seed in people's minds that, you know, this is something that is possible in the future, and maybe they would look at different options and ways to move forward, and then maybe one day they would end up in university themselves. And you know,
yeah, and I suppose what's good about it is. If we take, to say, the last 8 or 9 years of what happened in Ireland, an awful lot of people who maybe came out of school in the 80s, the 90s, went straight into employment and had worked quite happily in one industry or one area for 15, 20 years, and then suddenly, through one thing or another, found themselves at a relatively young age, maybe late 30s, early 40s, maybe even up to that 50s, suddenly in a position where the industry that they were just trained and skilled in is gone or has been cut back so much that there's just no work there. And this whole idea of upskilling, and they would have never had any concept of any sort of university lecture or university education. So it does give them that opportunity, as you say, to dip the toe in the water.
Definitely, very much so. Like, you know, we found that, you know, around this, the Dublin 17 area in particular, and Dublin 5 areas, we have the lowest participation rate of people going on to third level education in the country. It's something like 12%, so it is at the moment, you know, and it's something we're very conscious of in the Northside Partnership, that we're trying to promote, you know, education and trying to promote, you know, university is an option for people. Like a lot of families around this area are very low levels of education, and we're conscious that we want to try and sort of nurture an idea or as such that university is possible here. It shouldn't be, you know, the elite people in the country being able to access education. Anybody that has an idea that they want to better themselves or add value to where they're at, you know, should, you know, have this as an ambition, you know, and we want to try and, I suppose, nurture that idea that they could go on to university in the future. You know, like, there's lots of universities here on our doorstep, like DCU and Marino Institute of Education and, you know, DIT. You know, mm-hmm. We're probably in one of the best places in Ireland for education, because there's so many different educational options here on our doorstep. But it's amazing that the Dublin 17 area would have one of the lowest mm-hmm. rates of participation in third level education in the country. So I suppose that's one of the things we were conscious of whenever we sort of started this idea of the Communiversities programme. So we wanted to try, I suppose, nurture the idea of education, that it is possible for people, you know, and, you know, if you're not at the stage for university or the level for university, it is something that you can still build up to, and you can take small steps and dip your toes in the water, say, with the university program and sample what this is like, and in order and then to move forward with it in the future then, you know.
Yeah. Well, as you say, this particular initiative, it is very accessible in the fact that there's no huge commitment time-wise or assignments-wise. And again, people, when you think of university, you think they're going to spend all their days with their heads and books and writing for hours and hours and hours on end. The timing of this course is usually accessible for if people are listening and are thinking they might want to give it a try.
Yeah, very much so. Like, it's we're having the introductory session in Coolock Library on Thursday the 19th of January at 10 o'clock in the morning, and it'll probably run for about 2.5 hours. Mm-hmm. And then the programme itself will last for about 17 weeks, and it'll be on every Thursday morning at 10 o'clock, and it'll run to about 12:30 each day. So yeah, it is only about 2.5 hours per week on a Thursday morning, so it is. But I suppose the unique things of it is as well is that, you know, you get to sample these different subjects. You get the different modules that we're running is like local history, we have economics, we have politics, and we have the psychology module as well. But built in through that there program, I'll be going in to do a session on career guidance, so to help the people in that are going to take part in the program to actually move forward, look at their options, find out how they would go about getting on to the next stage of, say, that educational journey, and, you know, work out the logistics, like, for example, the funding element of it, or any other issues that they might have, and trying to, you know, like at the end of the day, there is different issues and there's different barriers that present themselves to people, but it's about trying to get around these different issues and barriers to try and enable them to progress forward, you know?
Absolutely. And just to be clear, and as you say, if people are listening and they're interested, maybe is at the end of the 17 weeks, is there any accreditation available? Is there any kind of final examination or anything at the end of it?
What we've done this last number of years is that we have an award ceremony out in Maynooth University, so we have. And people would get a certificate of attendance. Mm-hmm. Because there's no project, because there's no coursework, there's no assignments or no exams or anything like that, it's really just the pure engagement with discussions and debates and so on. There is no accreditation as such with it, you know.
This is Near FM.
Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.